We are now in the month of Nisan. In fact, we are within 2 weeks of Pesach. Tonight's Monday. Tonight's Tuesday. 2 weeks from today is the first day of Pesach. This is Hashem. So I wanted to talk about, first of all, these a minhag that we don't say Tachanun during the entire month of Nisan. This is brought in Simin Tav Chav Tes, the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, the very first Simin. Sivbeis ain noflin al panei b'chol chodesh Nisan. We do not do nefilas apayim, which means tachanun, the entire month of Nisan. So the question is, why not? What is precisely the reason why we don't recite tachanun during the entire month of Nisan? So the Magen Avraham says, mipnei sheyudbeis nesiim hikrivu yudbeis yamim. The 12 Nesiim. In other words, we know that although the Mishkan, which was built in the Midbar, was actually complete Hanukkah time, Kislev, and it could have been inaugurated, and action could have started on Chafei Kislev, but it didn't. It was delayed. That the actual Chanukah Mizbeach and Mishkan was delayed till Nisan. We just learned about it in the Torah recently, at the end of Parshas Tzav, about the Shivas Yimei Miluim, and then finally last week's Parsha, Vayihi Bayom HaShmini. Kara Moshe Laron Levam, that Bayom HaShmini was Aleph Nisan. So the Chanukah HaMizbeach and HaMishkan and the whole utilization of it was delayed until Nisan. And the Mela, the beginning of Nisan, the 12 Nesiim brought their kabbonis. We learned about it in Parshas Noso at the end of Vahi Bayom Kalos Moshel Kimas HaMishkan, Vahib Shachas, etc., etc., Vahikrivu Nesiei, etc. And the Nesiim brought kabbonis. And we go, Bayom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, etc., go through 12 Nesiim. So that happened at the first part of the month of Nisan. So says the Magen Avraham, they should use beis nesiim hikrivu yud beis yomim. They were makir the kabbanos for 12 days. V'chol yom hakarban hayyamtiv shelo. The entire day of they brought the carbon was a yantif. And memela, we participate in that simcha and that yom. We commemorate that yantif by not saying tachlin. V'chakach erev Pesach u'Pesach. Then comes erev Pesach. Don't say tachlin erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is itself a yantif. So it's not just like Erev Shabbos, we don't say Tachlin by Mincha. Most days that we don't say Tachlin, we don't say the Mincha before. So then Kul Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. But Erev Pesach, we don't say even in Shachris, because Erev Pesach is itself a Yom Tif, right? So a Mixas Yom Tif, Erev Pesach, because of the day of being Makar of the Karban Pesach. It's one reason, other reasons. So Erev Pesach, then comes Pesach, and then Isru Chag. We never say Tachton on Isru Chag. And Imkein Yatzarova Chodesh B'Kedusha. So most of the month has already been treated B'Kedusha. Very curious about that expression. Saying not saying Tachton is B'Kedusha. Why is that called B'Kedusha? This just means B'Kedusha, meaning there are special events, and maybe we don't say it's not the kedusha. It's not that we don't say tachnun. Yes, rov ha'chodesh b'kedusha, meaning special events occupy the majority of the month. L'fichach osim kulo kodesh. We treat it all as if it's kodesh, and on a day that's kodesh, we don't say tachnun. That's the Magen Avraham, right? Okay, so we have 12 nesiim, erev Pesach, Isru Chag, and that's it. And then we're on a roll to the end of the month. Of Refrek the Chassam Sofer, and maybe you're thinking of this question, the Chassam Sofer brings the kasha, which he says, many ask. He says, Umasha Tomu Rabim Al Yud Gimel Nisan. What about the 13th of Nisan? Why do we say Tachnan? So we don't say 12 days, the 12th of Nisan, the first 12 days of the month. And then Magen Avraham says, Erev Pesach. Oh, hold on. Erev Pesach is the 14th. What happened to the 13th? Why don't we say Tachton on 30? It's not like Yatzarov. We didn't get to Rova. It's not Rova Chodesh yet. We reached the 13th, and there's no reason. I mean, on the surface, there's no reason not to say Tachton that day.
Can you look at the month as a whole?
Well, but see, I don't think that they do, because Lamashal will talk soon maybe about Tishrei. Now, there are those that don't say Tachlin, they talk about the Tishrei, but it's not as pasha there. Many do say after Isru Chag Sukkis, many do say Tachlin, because even though you have the 8 days of Sukkis plus Isru Chag is 9, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is 11, Erev Rosh Hashanah is 12, Yom Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur is 14. I'm not quite the month, both of them, but the idea is that it has the Yatzar Rov, that we got to Rov, but we didn't get to Rov yet. So it'll come out most of the days we don't, but the fact that we're not going to say later is not a reason not to say now. This is the Chassam Sofer, says, many yes is Kasha. So it's true that the Machzor Shekel at the end of the day says, we'll come back probably later to Machzor, but at the end of the day he says that you could simply say, let me just get inside here. One second. Here. You could simply say, Mashakasa Magid Avram, Acher Kach Er Pesach. He means Acher Acher. Not the very next day, but 2 days later is Er Pesach. Yom Echad, Uve Emes Yom Echad Masli B'nei Mechad Amid is 1 day in between. Al kapanim yatzar rov hachodesh b'kedusha. Similar to what he's saying. Al kapanim yatzar rov hachodesh. Yeah, there's 1 day in between that we really could have said or should have said, but most of the month not. But that's his like last teretz at the end. But the Chassam Sofer brings a whole a number of teretzim to answer this kasha. First of all, he says like this: the karbanis that the Nesiim brought were they brought karbim shlamim. So b'pashtus they had. When were you allowed to eat the carbon? You had 2 days and a night to eat the carbon. So that means the last Nasi, Achira ben Enan, he brought his carbon on the 12th, but it was still the 13th was still a day of you were allowed a Yom Achilas carbon. It wasn't the day of a carbon's carbon, but Achilas carbon. So that also gives it Epis Ashtikal celebration. It was part of the whole celebration. So Memela. That would account for the 13th as well. One teres he says. Then he brings another teres like this. The Medrash Rabba says that what day was it that Sodom was destroyed? So says the Medrash Rabba, it was the 16th of Nisan. Sodom was destroyed, which means the Malachim came to Avram Avinu. That was the day before, right? Because they left Avram Avinu. They came to Lot at night. That's where they had the whole experience with the whole town, you know, converged on his house. And he told Lot, that's good, you know, that's good. We're leaving with you, we'll save you and whoever, your family members, and we're destroying this town. So that was the next day, that was on the 16th. So that means they came to Avram Avinu on the 15th of Nisan, first day. So, and then we know that was Shlishi Lamilaso, right? That was the third day after his Mila. So his Mila must have been on the 13th, 13th, 14th, 15th. If they came in the Shlishi the Milas, which is Tesvav, he must have had his bris mila on the 13th. So Avram Avinu had his bris mila on the 13th of Nisan. So Zagdi Chassam Sofer. I'm sorry, just getting used to the Shulchan Aruch here. Says the Chassam Sofer that he quotes from the Yafei Tar, one of the Midrashim and the Mefarshim and the Medrash. That the Malachim were Avram Avinu Tesvav, and they were Shlishi Malas. V'nim Sushnima Yomi Yivzna. V'rav Tov Lahu Yuma. What a gavaldig day that was. Avram Avinu was Mal. You know, was the first one to be Nimal and doing it. Tzivah Hashem, being Mal himself at a ripe age of 99 years old, and V'roy Lasosi Yomtiv. It's right to celebrate that day. So we celebrate that day. We celebrate that day as. Day of Avram Avinu's Bris Mila, and the Melu Yon Sitachlin. That's what he brings. Now, Chal, I thought it interesting because the pasuk says when they came to Lot, it says Umatzos Afa, right? He baked the matzah. So it says it because it was Pesach. By Avram Avinu, it says Lushi Vasi Ugos. He didn't. I don't know. It almost sounds like they came before Pesach.
Yemenite.
What's that?
The Yemenite matzahs.
And Lot wasn't. He was his nephew. I mean, come on, if he was him, I don't know. Okay, Ugos. I mean, the pasuk uses the pasuk, the lashon el says Ugos matzos kilo chametz. It does say. I'm not saying the word Ugos can't mean matzah, but by Lot it specifically says matzah umatzos safa, and here it doesn't. So, but okay, al kapanim. That's what the measure says. So mele we have. That's the second reason. Another reason says the Chasam Sofer why, perhaps to explain why we don't say tachlin on Yud Gimel Nisan. And then, you know, then you have the whole, the rest of the month, etc. Then he brings a third reason. And what is that? He says, one second. He says, according to the Rimi Kurbil that the Rush brings in Erev Pesachim, the Rimi Kurbil says that the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, What day was Pesach? What day was Tesav Nisan? So he says it was a Sunday. Erev Pesach was Shabbos that year. That's what the Rebbe Kabil says. Erev Pesach was Shabbos. So if Erev Pesach was Shabbos, that means Yudal was Shabbos. So Friday Yud Gimel they would have shechted the Karban Chagiga. The Karban Pesach is the Shechitas Doch Shabbos, but not the Karban Chagiga. They would have shechted the Karban Chagiga on Friday. So Mimela, it's a day of also day of Havas Karban for the whole tzibur. So Mimela, we don't say Tachnon. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Okay. So again, according to this, we have the 12-day Aleph to Yud days is the Nesiim. Yud Gimel is either Avraham Avinu's day of Avraham's Bris, or it's the day of they continue to eat the Karban of the last Nasi, or is the day that everybody brought a Chagigah the first year. And then we have our Pesach, and the rest of the month is okay. The Machza Shekel. Before the Machza Shekel, in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, he brings from the Pesachei Tshuva that says that on Yud Gimel Nisan, after everybody brought their korbanos, on Yud Gimel Nisan, Aaron Hakohen was madlik the menorah for the first time. You know, remember, Hashem told Aaron. Aaron had Chalisha Sadas, right? When he saw the Lo Haya Lo Hu Lo Shifto in the Hakravas Hakarban, he had Chalisha Das, and Hashem said to him, "No, you know, Balos Chazaneros Yishalcha Gadol Mishalahem." So when was that? On the 13th, after everyone brought their kavanas, Aaron was Madlik the Neros, so that's considered a Yantif, and that's the reason we don't say Tach on that day. That's what the Pesach Tshuva says. Then. The Machza Shekel brings another Mahalach that says Bechlal, we're our whole cheshbon's off by a day. Meaning, let's get the beginning of it here if I can find it again. Okay, yeah. He says, it says, Kaswa Taisis B'Shem Yerushalmi. Oh, something else, one second. Here we go. Hahayinira Lechaira. That the Magen Avraham is going with the Beis Yosef. Shemifarish lemesechus sofrim, shemimenu noveya dinzeh. He explains it this way: that lama ein mesana benisan. The mesechus sofrim says, why don't we fast during Nisan? Mipnei shebeecha benisan hukam hamishkan. On the first day of Nisan was the hakamas hamishkan. The yud beis nesiyim ekriva karban liyud beis yom lechal shevet pirish a Beis Yosef that. Berish Chodesh Nisan Hukam Mishkan of Osa Yom Lo Akrivu Ula Macharas Beis Nisan Hischilu Yud Beis Nisim Akriv. Beis Yosef learns that they only brought the Karbanah starting on day two, not like you.
Aren't there people admitting to lame every day?
When did they start?
I think
Berish Chodesh. Yeah, that's the okay. But the Beis Yosef brings a Mahalach that they really started only on the second day. So there's no Hokashan to begin. First day was Stam, they have a Kamas HaMishka, and that's a Grace of Simcha. And then there were 12 days, but day 2 through day 13 of Hakarvas Karbanos, that took you mamish through Yud Gimel Nisan, and then the very next day was Erev Pesach. So he says, Lufiza Asi Shapra, Lashna Magibram, Dinasi Ha'akron, Hikru Biyom Yud Gimel Nisan. Okay. But according to that, he says, the Masechus Sofrim is arguing the Psikta that says the Rosh Chodesh Nishan Vahi Bayom Hashmini, famous Psikta that says, Oso Yom Notel Eser Ataros, right? The day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan got 10 crowns, and one of them was Echamehen Rishon, the Karban Nesiim. Shenach Shemen Amin Nodov, Shehu Ayam Akarishon, Hikrav Rosh Chodesh. which is the minhag that people follow, as was just mentioned, when they, you know, lame the Nesiim. And when it says Masechta Sofrim, Elamai, when it says Masechta Sofrim, Echa Nisan Ukam Mishkan, doesn't necessarily mean that's all that happened. That happened, and then the Nasi was Makar was Karban the same day. So, and then he goes on and says, it could be the Sadal Kash Nashver, it could be that they were Makar from day 1 and through day 12, and in Hanami, day 13 wasn't the biggest deal. But, you know, Lamaisa, we find something like that by Sivan. By Sivan, we don't say Tachnan for sure through Shavuos and Ishruchad, right? That everyone agrees. But first is Rosh Chodesh, then Gimel, Dalet, and Hey are the Gimel Shlosh Megbala, and Vav is Shavuos. What happened to Beis? So Beis is called Yom HaMiyuchas, or Beis Sivan. So why is it called Yom HaMiyuchas? Some say it's Yom HaMiyuchas because that's the day Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, Vatem Tiyuli Mamlechas Kohenim V'Goy Kaddish. He said to Klal Yisrael, you know, he like almost like picked Klaisol that day, and he said, you're going to be my special nation. It's called Yom HaMiyuchas, and we don't say Tachnan. But some say it's Yom HaMiyuchas just because it's couched in between Rosh Chodesh and the Gimel Me'agbala. It's in between two great times of great Yichas. So that would be a similar thing. Yeah, maybe the Yud Gimel, it's got the 12 days of the Karbanos on one side, and it's got Erev Pesach and Pesach on the other side. So who's going to say Tachnan Yud Gimel Nisan? Okay. Either way, any coin. So we have a few different mahalchim, but the basic bottom line is that the hakravas and Nesiyim is the ikar svara for at least the beginning of the, for most of the 12 or 13 days at the beginning of the month. As we saw, day 13 we have a few different choices, and then starting with the 14th is Erev Pesach, and then Pesach, and then Nisuchag, and the rest is we said is Yatzah Rov Bekdusha. So we do now we got called Bekdusha. Now, I just want to point out one thing, that any day we don't say Tachanun, unless it's a day that we don't say Lamanaseach as well, such as Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh won't say Lamanaseach. But many days we don't say Tachanun, we do say Lamanaseach, right? Such as Nisan, right? We don't say Tachanun for the first part of the month, but we do say Lamanaseach, right? So on a day that when we say Laman Atzeach, then the halacha is also that when if it's a Monday or Thursday and when there's Kriyas HaTorah, we say the paragraph Keler HaChapayim right before Kriyas HaTorah, right before the Hotzas Sefer Torah, before Vayim and Soha Aram. There's a small paragraph there, and there's two paragraphs actually. There's a Minig Ashkenaz and Minig Poland, every choice, you know, where your roots are. But there's a little paragraph there of just like a couple of lines of like a really intense supplications. We're asking Hashem to take care of us, and we're supposed to say that. Even if you don't say Tachlin, you're supposed to say that. It's very quiet there. Usually, you know, then when the Sefer Torah thing, I'm not sure if people don't realize to say it, or people just say it very quietly, maybe. But I try to say it loud so that, you know, on a day when there's no Tachlin, they were regularly when there's Tachlin, but there was no Tachlin, I try to say it very loud so people should. We're supposed to say this. Yeah, we are supposed to say it. If there's no, like today is Rosh Chodesh, so even if today had been a month, Rosh Chodesh, a month coming, you never say it. You only say it on Monday and Thursday. Even if there's Kriyas HaTorah, you don't say it. Only Monday and Thursday. But on Rosh Chodesh, we wouldn't say it even Monday and Thursday, or Purim, or Shushan, or Shushan Purim, or Purim Katan. You come out Monday, we don't say it because you don't say Laman Atzeach. But other days that, like Nisan, we say Laman Atzeach, so you should say that paragraph. Right? It's there in the Siddur? Right? It's there. Okay. I think just something
to. After
Shavuos? Okay, we'll get to that. We'll go.
Okay.
Just what?
Shlomo.
Okay, let's we'll get to that. So that's on the list here. Okay, in Nisan there are other minhagim also. Like we saw, we don't fast typically during Nisan. however, there are different minhagim as far as a chas and kala. Typically, a chas and a kala, even by b'nei Ashkenaz, chas and a kala usually fast on the day of their chasana, right? So Ashkenazic minhag. But during Nisan, they don't, except, I shouldn't say, I think we know that they do, but there's a minhag, I think, up in the Gra, that they don't fast, except on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Normally, Rosh Chodesh and Chazal Chanukah don't fast. Any Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, punct, they do, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day that Nadav and Avihu died. Day of Misa Tzaddikim, so it's like it's a time of Tzaddikim. So there is such a minhag brought to fast after Rosh Chodesh Nisan for Chazal Chanukah, but not the rest of the days. Okay. Okay. Now, but getting back to Tachanun, so we mentioned before Tishrei. In Tishrei, so we don't see Tachanun obviously on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, we don't see Tachanun, but after Rosh Hashanah we do on Tzom Gedalia, and the other days, the other weekdays until Erev Yom Kippur, we do say Tachanun. We don't say Erev Yom Kippur, and certainly not Yom Kippur. And then in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we don't either. Those are also days of special yichus that we don't say tachnun then. But and then we don't say all of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres and Chos Torah and Isru Chag. After that, there are different menhagim. There are those that don't say tachnun the rest of the month, but it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's not even brought in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah doesn't even bring such a minhag of not saying tachnun. If the last week or so, right, the last week of Tishrei, it doesn't even bring the minug. The Aruch HaShulchan brings it and says it's not an ikar minug. In Shari Tshuva in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Sifkan Yutes, he brings from the Shari Knesset Agdola that the Shari Knesset Agdola said that you don't say till the end of Tishrei. He says, "Me'ulai mishum shachodesh meruba b'moedos." Maybe because there are a lot of moedos, being Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. O mishum tikivat shachodesh nichnas be'inui. The month started with days of, elevated pressure. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you call them the Yom Inui. I mean, they're wonderful days, they're good days, they're special days, but days of more lachatz and. When a person is taking himself to task and etc. And Yom Kippur certainly is a tanu es nafshoseichem. So roi sheyetzi b'simcha. So we give the month a break and say, okay, look, you had a difficult start, a challenging start. So we'll give you off the last week already. We'll give you off no tachanun until next month. But says the Shari Tshuva, b'dino seinu ein aminikain. That's not the minig not to say ein aminikain shlolamar. Someone doesn't say tachanun imach biyadav, but that's not our minute. Now, Yishei Yisrael brings others that don't say. One of the reasons he brings Yishei Yisrael is because since Shmini Atzeres is considered a regel b'fnei atzmo for certain, in certain respects, so Mimela we give like, you may. Miluim, a tashlumin of Shmini Atzeres, the carbon Shmini Atzeres. We make like a 7-day yontif to the fat of Shmini Atzeres. I mean, you find such a thing, the Gabi Hilchas Avelis, the Gabi Shloshim. Anyway, we call it a seven day yontif, a 7-day yontif. So Mimela, that basically takes you to the end of the month, give or take. But in many yeshivas, they do say. When the Kol here, they do say, we don't Yisru Chag, not of course not Sukkot, and not Shmini Atzeres, Chos Torah, not Yisru Chag, but after Yisru Chag, we do saying Tachanun. And in shuls there are Yesh V'Yesh. I mean, the fact is that in many places, whenever there's a legitimate reason not to say a legitimate minug, so they don't say Tachanun. For some reason, has a very, very bad PR. A lot of people don't like saying Tachanun, especially Monday and Thursday, even though it's really a gewaldige tefillah. I mean, it's really, if you pay attention to V'hu Racham, it's powerful, powerful tefillah. Especially now, going through such difficult times in Eretz Yisrael, it's really a powerful tefillah. It's a shame that we can't say it for the next month. I was thinking about it Monday, yesterday morning, the last opportunity to say it for a month. It's a very powerful tefillah, and it's... I know we don't take proper advantage of it, perhaps. Now I guess okay, the morning people are in a rush. People have to get to work. Have to get the carpool to get. We're always rushing. It's unfortunate. We're always rushing. It's not totally we're not totally to blame. It's not to say, well, so daven earlier. You can't always daven earlier, especially they go ahead and change the clock, and you can't even start davening till if you want to daven, if you don't want to daven b'di'eved, yeah, you can't even start davening till whatever, till late. You have to wait for it to get light enough outside, close enough to get to Netzach Hamah to daven in l'chadchila. Shouldn't daven before Netzach Hamah. And then you have to rush to work or rush to carpool or whatever. So yeah, there's a big crunch. So that's part of the reason why you tachlan, which is sort of it's not a standard part of davening. It's not always there. Nobody says, oh, I wish I didn't have to say Birchas Kriyas Shema. I mean, I don't know, maybe some people do, but I don't think you don't see that typically. But tachlan, which is amolish. So okay, so it's whenever it falls, whenever it has to bow out, there's usually not a lot of complaining, for better or for worse. But so Mamela, when there's a legitimate reason not to say Tachnun, it's very common that in shuls they don't say Tachnun. But okay, so that's as far as Tishrei. So some places will say it, some places won't say it. Then we have Sivan, the month of Sivan. So the month of Sivan, okay, we said it, but we don't say the beginning of the month. We don't say the Rosh Chodesh, obviously, and we don't say the Gimli Magbala, so we don't say Beis either, like I said before, maybe Yom Miuchas, we don't say whichever Svar of Yom Miuchas. And then we don't say, of course, a Shuas and an Isruchag. But after that, says the Ramah, you say. The Ramah says, you don't say Isruchag, but the implication being, after that, you do say. But there are those that say, no, so you may, Meluim, it's the days to bring the carbon. If you weren't able to bring, people that weren't able to bring their carbon on Shuas itself, so there are 7 days. So Shuas is Vav, the sixth of Sivan. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So through Yud Beis, there's a legitimate not to say. I mean, there is a minute not to say. Some in Chutz La'aretz don't say on the 13th either, because Shuas is really 2 days here, and Sfek of the Yuma, maybe it's not Vav, maybe it's not, maybe Zion is Vav, and maybe Yud Gimel is Yud Beis. So some don't say even on the 13th, and then it seems to have spilled over to Eretz Yisrael. Some don't say even Eretz Yisrael on the 13th, even though there's really no reason not to say on the 13th. But there it's for sure. Vav Sivan is Vav Sivan. Say Vav Zion has test Yud Gimel Yud Beis, finished. Unless there's Ishruchag for the Teshlum, for the Imei Mulam, whatever it is. Anyway, the Chazon Ish said Tachnan then. He said after Isruchag, he said Tachnun during Sivan, but and again, okay, so they're playing the Kol here. We say Tachnun. Many yeshivas and Kol will say Tachnun then right after Isruchag, but there are many that don't until starting a Yud Gimel or a Yud Dalet. Okay, and these days these days of Sivan and Cheshvan, even if you don't say Tachnun, but again, you say Levan Atzeach. You do say Levan Atzeach. Okay. Another day that's a Shaila is the 14th of Iyar, otherwise known as Pesach Sheni. It was the day that when the time of the Beis HaMikdash is standing and we bring a Karban Pesach, person who's Bederech Rechoka or Tamei LeNefesh on the 14th of Nisan can't bring the Karban Pesach with the rest of Klal Yisrael, so he has a makeup date, right? People came to Parshas Valoscha, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, why should we be left out of the mitzvah? Some say, who are they? Some say they were the people that were carrying the Aron of Yosef. Some say they were the ones who took out the bodies of Nadav and Avihu when they died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Whatever it was, they were people that were Tamei, and they said, we want the opportunity to bring the karma. Kadosh Baruch Hu was very pleased by their tshuka, by their ratzon to do the mitzvah, and he was mechadesh Pesach Sheni. So if you have a legitimate, your derech chokah or your tamei and Pesach Rishon, you could bring Pesach Sheni. What's Pesach Sheni? Yud Aleph Iyar.
Why were they tamei for Pesach if they were niftar on Rosh Chodesh?
So I think maybe until they were able to get a paraduma and shecht and prepare it in the 7 days. It's a Gemara. Gemara exactly who these people were. Okay, now so many don't say. To be honest, many don't say in Yud Aleph Iyar. The Chazon Ish did again. They said Tachna in Yud Aleph Iyar, but many don't say in Yud Aleph Iyar. A Tesvav Iyar, you should say. It's Pesach Sheni, but it's just Pesach means carbon Pesach. There's not a makeup for the yontif of Pesach. If you didn't do the Seder, you can't do the same. You know, if you need matzah leil Pesach, you can't make it up on the tesvav of Iyar. The carbon you can make up.
They ate it at night.
Like, you know, a matzah is a merah mechlu, but the 15th is not a day of karvas carbon or anything, and so Pasha's tesvav you say just not yudalid. I was going to say, then the shalom, what about the day before? You mentioned earlier that most times we don't see tachta, we don't say the mincha before. But really, that's when it's just a question of we're not saying it because of like something that happens later in the day, we do say, Mashal Rosh Hashanah. We don't say tachta on Erev Hashanah, really. We don't say tachta on Erev Hashanah, but we do say on Erev Hashanah, because we don't say Erev Hashanah goof because it's like connected to Rosh Hashanah, so it doesn't spill back to the Erev Hashanah is only because it's Erev Hashanah. So the 28th of Tishrei, Erev of Erev Hashanah, we do say even at Mincha. So and Erev Pesach also, we don't say Tachlan Erev. Well, okay, that's not right. Scratch that. Erev Pesach, we just said we don't say the whole beginning of the month, but by Pesach Sheni Pashas, you should say on the mincha before. So there are those that don't, but there are many that make a point that no, even if you don't say in Yudalit, but you do say the mincha before. By Omer, we don't say either. And then there's we talk, don't say the mincha before. And then there's a whole discussion about, because really we don't consider that you're able to do things like haircuts or until the morning of Lag BaOmer. And even we've discussed this before in previous years. Even chasnas, it's not pashut at all to make a chasna the night of Lag BaOmer. The Mishnah Berurah says not to do it. The minig has become that people do it. But Mishnah Berurah is not in favor of making a chasna the night of Lag BaOmer, unless Lag BaOmer is a Friday. Lag BaOmer is a Friday, so then it's not so easy to make a chasna Friday, so then he says you can make a Thursday night. But otherwise, you're supposed to wait till Lag BaOmer itself. And Mimela, so it's not so pashut, why shouldn't you be saying Tachlin on the Mincha before? L'mayis, the Minig is we don't. We don't say Tachlin on Lag BaOmer or the Mincha before Lag BaOmer. Another date that's not brought, not in Shulchan Aruch, not in the Mishnah Berurah, I can't say this anyway because I'll say that and somebody will show me 25 different Svarim that bring it. But, and that is Zayin Adar. You already said Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, it says you already said it. It's the first of Gemara. But therefore what?
Everybody says it.
Everybody says it.
One
kid
don't say it.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe.
People that don't usually say it is
Zayin Adar. Yes, I know they say it. So I was, there's a scholar of David Zucker told me from the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, said is, you know, obviously Milsa B'Techusa, you know, like on the lighter side, but he said like, if you want to tell me that you shouldn't say Tachnun on the yard side of the Baal Shem Tov, no, I can't shlug you up from Shulchan Aruch. I can't bring a right against your Shulchan Aruch. The Baal Shem Tov always lived after the Shulchan Aruch, so I'm not going to say, you know, the fact that it doesn't mention Shulchan Aruch. But if you want to tell me you don't say Tachnun on the yard side of Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll disprove you from the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch came after Moshe Rabbeinu's yard side and doesn't say a thing about Shulchan Aruch. So that, you know, I have a right against it. Not to say on the Baal Shem Tov's yard side. Okay, I don't know. I can't bring you a raya that you're supposed to say in Zayin Adar, because there's no mention of Shulchan Aruch, not to what Yaakov said. Okay. Anyway, other times that Tachlin is not said is when there's a chasin in shul. Now, what does a chasin mean? So a chasin means really during Sheva Brachas. Chasin once he's married. A chasin is really called a chasin once he's married. We call a chasin once he gets engaged. Oh, he's a chasin. Also, he's a chasin. But that's just a generic loose term of usage of the term. A chasin is really a chasin once he's married, and he's a chasin for a shivus yimei hamishna. He's called a chasin. I once made the mistake when I was back in Chicago. So I was like one of the rabbanim at a certain shul, and I guess I was the one who was like most in charge of the halachic policies or whatever procedures. And I made, and this is going way back at the very beginning, when I remember we were in our original location of three locations that, you know, so we, you know, got our own building was the third, but this is the original location, and there was somebody's ufruf, and And it says that when there's a chasen shul, you don't say avarachman on Shabbos morning. So I didn't say avarachman. And then somebody after me says, why don't you say avarachman? A chasen. That's not what a chasen means. A chasen means a chasen during Sheva brachas. And he was right. I made a mistake. I don't remember. It was quite a few years, but I made a mistake. I misunderstood. I thought chasen meant chasen. He's a chasen. It's a zufrif. It was a zufrif. I mean, it wasn't just. It wasn't like every week since he got engagement. But it was a zufrif. So I thought it's a zufrif. I don't say it, but that's not what it means. It means by his Sheva brachas. Okay. So chasen during Sheva brachas doesn't say. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Kuf Lamed Aleph, which is Hilchas Tachlin. Sivkan Chavav, he brings from the Taz that it's not appropriate that a chasan during Sheva Brachas not go to shul, so that he shouldn't be mevatel la'olam from saying tachlan. So we were saying before, you know, people aren't so don't shed too many tears when there's no tachlan. But it's a state that a chasan shouldn't go to shul during the Shiva's main mishnah, so he shouldn't be mevatel la'olam from tachlan. Now there's another reason it brought the Beis Shmuel. There's a different reason the chasan shouldn't go, because he's not supposed to walk alone. Chasen, you know, we know a chasen needs a shomer, right? Everybody knows, oh, before the chas. The ikri din of a shomer, again, is during Sheva Brachas. A chasen and a kala need shmira during Sheva. Okay, so they shomer each other. You don't have to hire somebody or ask somebody to take along with them, because they shomer each other. But if the chasen is going to leave the house and walk to shul, then he's going by himself, then that's not right. He's supposed to have a shomer. He's not supposed to go alone. That's what the Mishmul says. So, but the Mishmul brings this reason of tachnan. Lemaisa, it's not widely practiced this way. Many encourage chasanim, go to shul. Don't get into the habit. You got married and you start for a week davening b'yechidus. Not a good habit to get into. Not a good practice. They do encourage the chasanim to go. And again, I heard Rav Zucker tell me b'shem Rabbi Yaakov that unzura tachnin, like the tachnin we say, it's nishkefelech if you mevatla. Meaning, tachnun is really a very powerful tefillah, right? You see in the Gemara how powerful it was that tachnun. A person says tachnun with the right kavanah, it could. There are all sorts of drastic results. You know, drastic things could result. But our tachnun already is not same as Rabbi Yaakov said. It's okay for a chassan to come to shul, and that's really the typical minhag that they do. When where I went to shul, I learned in Shiva's Chavos Chaim in Queens, at least then the minhag was not to. I don't know what happens now, but then the minhag was no. Chasan Taka didn't go, and was thought not to go during the Sheva Brach. So I got married on the 21st of Elul. So Slichus, that was a Tuesday evening, and then that Motzai Shabbos was the first night of Slichus, and still during Sheva Brachas. So my wife and I went. We went to Slichus in the local, actually Young Israel, and this is in Forest Hills, Queens. We went to Slichus, you know, midnight. So the yeshiva used to see Slichus, still, I think still does say in the morning. Even the first Slichus, they say in the morning before that. They don't say in the morning. But so we went to Slichus in the Young Israel, and I asked Shal in advance. And I was told I should go for Slichus and then walk out before Tara. Nobody knew me there. Probably now, I don't know if there's one person who noticed me who knew there was a chasen. So I didn't say anything. I was told, you know, don't say anything, and just leave before Slichus. So this is a shayla in general. Can a chasen leave before, if a chasen leaves before Tachanun, should the tzibur still say or not? Should they still not say, or should they now say because he's not there? Do we say no? Once he's there for davening, you don't say, or no, if he's not there for tachin, that's one thing. There's also another shayla. I believe the same tefillah kilchus brings. I think it brings. I don't look up now. I think it's been from Chaim Pesach and Scheinberg that if they don't know who you are, you don't have to say anything. Now, so we asked the shayla then, or I asked the shayla then. I was told that I shouldn't go to the shul where nobody knows me. And walk out before it, you know, because it's tachnan in slichas I'm talking about, right? I wasn't there for shachrish. It was the middle of the night, but it's tachnan in slichas. So I was told walk out, you know, just go for slichas and just leave before tachnan. So that's what we did. Okay, al kopanim. Typically, chasanim do go to the shul. Now, so we said a chasan means shivas mishnah. By the way, if somebody's getting married for the second time, he was already married, he's getting remarried, and the woman he's marrying is also, you know, she's also not a psula, or she's divorced, or almana. So there, the halacha really is no sheva brachas, except at the chasen itself, you know, under the chuppah, and at the suda's chasen, especially if it's the same day as the chuppah. there's Sheva Brachas, but after that there's no Sheva Brachas. He was married before and she's was married before, she's not a psula, there's no Sheva Brachas after that. But there's Gimel Yimei Simcha. There's no Shivas Yimei Mishta or Shivas Yimei Bracha, but there's Gimel Yimei Simcha. That means for 3 days he's not supposed to go to work. Normally a chassan the first time around doesn't go to work, is not allowed to do work the entire week. The second time, it's only 3 days. 3 days he's not going to work, and 3 days the Misameach. So for 3 days there's no Tachlin if he's in Shul. And by the way, for Tachlin it's interesting, it goes by Me'es La'es, which means let's say you got married on a Sunday afternoon at 6 p.m. before Shkiah. Shkiah is at 8 o'clock and you got married at 6 o'clock. Chuppah is at 6 o'clock. So Sheva Brachas just goes through Shabbos, right? Sheva is 7 days. Sunday is the first day, even though it's over. Sunday's over shortly after the after the Chasna or after the Chuppah, but there's no Sheva Brachas. You know, Sunday is day one and the Sheva Brachas through Shabbos and that's it. But Tachnun goes May Eis L'Eis, 7 days, meaning till 6 p.m. on Sunday, there's no Tachnun. So there's still no, if the Chassan's there, there's still no Tachnun Sunday morning, even though he goes back to yeshiva or back to work or whatever. But there's no Tachnun Sunday morning, even at Mincha, if they'd have a Mincha before 6 p.m., there's no Tachnun. So same thing by the three days of a second time marriage, 3 days May Eis L'Eis. Okay. But the day of the Chasna itself is also a shaila. It's a shaila in poskim. Some will. There are a lot of different minhagim though. Some will not. Some don't say tachlin if the chasan's there, even at shachris, especially if he's getting married before night. He's getting married that day. So if he's getting married already after nightfall, then they will. Some don't say even then, but there's mekatz lekatz. Many more wouldn't say at mincha, but some say even will say even at mincha, especially again if the chasan's only at night. And then there's a shaila l'gabi the chassan himself even. The chassan ish held, the chassan himself says, tachnun even at mincha, until the chuppah. He's not a chassan until the chuppah. My shver, he says for a moshe also. Also, there's another thing now, which doesn't happen when I was growing up. But many years already, you're at a chassana, and you're sitting in America, you know, people sit at the chuppah, right? Then the chassan, or the kala, start coming down the aisle, so people stand up. Now, as I said, this isn't used to happen. But so some say they're standing up because they're going to do a mitzvah. But others say, no, you're standing up for a chas and a kala. So I know my shver is going to always say for a Moshe, a chas is nishkin chasin until he marries. He's not a chasin. He doesn't have a din of chasin do amid l'melech. And mitzvah that, you don't have to stand up for him or anything until when he gets married, he's a chasin. Until that, he's a l'maisa. So the chasin ishel, chasin says tachana until the chuppah. He says himself at mincha. But as I said, if there's a legitimate reason not to say, often it isn't said. So in some places they don't say. Certainly, even at Shach, but certainly at Mincha. Okay, let's hold it for now, and Hashem hopefully.